Hello, man. Today I want to talk about avoiding the suicide mission. And this is in relation into seriously settling down with a woman. And this is a little different from the phrase you may have heard before, Captain Save-A-Ho. That means to take a woman who's corrupted, who's slutty, and trying to basically turn a hoe into a housewife. I've been guilty of that before, when I was younger, before I found the red pill in MGTOW. And that is an example of male hubris trying to exert your positive, productive energies onto a woman. And, this can extend into men as well, where you're trying to help men who just don't want to help themselves. But this extends more into the suicide mission I'm talking about is for all women. Because the very nature of relationships between men and women depends on the male sacrificial need. Women depend on men's sacrificial nature to continue the relationship forward beyond anything that's a casual hookup or a casual dating experience. If you want something very serious to settle down for both parties to try to build something together, it depends on the sacrificing of the male. Now, whether or not you could have a successful marriage in today's society, I strongly doubt it. And those men who say that 50% of marriages don't end in divorce are missing the fact that those married men who are still in marriages aren't the same men. They're not the same men. The free man died. He sacrificed himself. It was a suicide mission. There was no other alternative where he could get through that unscathed. So make no mistake, it is a suicide mission to go down that path. You will never retain the freedom you have. Sure, you may have a pleasant slave master. Maybe your wife ends up being not as cruel as the wives of the men around you. Maybe she doesn't divorce rape you. Maybe she allows you some personal freedoms, but you're never going to be the same man you were, ever. You've lost those freedoms if you go down that path. It is a suicide mission. And this applies to all women. That's why it's not the Captain Save-A-Ho phrase, because this applies to all women. All serious relationships that go into marriage or children, you will lose your freedom. You will lose yourself. It is a suicide mission with no other alternatives at the end of it. And it's male hubris, pure and simple, to think otherwise, to think that you can retain your individuality when you're entertaining this idea of a settled down lifestyle. You can't change her nature. Her very nature depends on your sacrificing of your freedoms, of your resources, and more importantly, of your time. So you're going to be losing out on opportunities that you could have seized as a single man, as a bachelor, not tied down with a wife and children. You lose out on those opportunities. Sure, you can convince yourself that you can create other opportunities out of necessity to support that household. But it's not the same opportunities that you would have had as a single man, as a bachelor. So whatever capacity a woman may be involved with your path is, it is always temporary, no matter what happens, because she cannot follow you where you need to go as a man, where you should be striving towards and setting goals for yourself and pushing yourself towards is the exact opposite direction she needs to go in. So it's inherently temporary. Now, there are some manipulation tactics you could use to prolong the inevitable, but no matter how alpha you think you are, no matter how red-pilled you think you are, it is a temporary engagement, a temporary relationship, no matter what degree you decide to involve yourself in. Because she cannot go where you need to go. And if you go where she needs to go, you're never coming back. It's as simple as that. You're never coming back. You're never going to be the same man again. And we see this in the community here. Divorced men, men who lost their children, men who got divorce raped, they're not the same men. They've regained part of their freedom. They've regained a spark so they can strive towards being a better man in their own lives, but they're not the same men ever that they were before they got engaged and married, you know? And that's why there's so much potential for the young men who haven't made those mistakes yet, who haven't tied themselves down, who haven't sacrificed their youth. If you struggle and go through that grind and make something of yourself, you can be far greater than a man who lost that valuable time, because he can regain parts of it, but he embarked on that suicide mission and he never came back the same man again. And again, as we all know, the most ironic part of this suicide mission is that you can never win. You can never win or accomplish or achieve victory for this suicide mission. You could sacrifice yourself for years, for decades, and then as soon as it's over, she's back on those dating profiles as a divorced woman looking for another provider. It doesn't matter how much you gave. It doesn't matter how much you sacrificed of yourself. It doesn't matter how much you've changed as a man yourself. She hasn't changed. She didn't change one bit. None of the changing you did for yourself changed her in any way. And that is the one constant of female nature, you know? Their emotions vary. Their state of mind varies. Their wants and desires may vary based on their circumstances and what's around them and what's available to them. But one thing remains consistent. They will always need more. Always need more. Always need more sacrifice. Always need more time from you. Always need more destruction of male freedom. Destruction of male sovereignty. It depends on it. It's almost a universal irony how opposed the two genders are in their natures, in their wants and desires. So just understand that if you decide to go down that route of no risk, no reward, there is no reward at the end of this suicide mission. You know, you may be able to make some semblance of a traditional household, which is very rare today. And, you know, you have a gun pointed to your head 24/7 by the government and the gun's in her hands. If she decides to pull the trigger, you're fucked. But let's say you do make some semblance of a traditional household. Your freedom's gone. Your male sovereignty is gone. You've lost your authority. You have no ownership over that household. You have embarked on that suicide mission and you have lost yourself on the way there. And you have won nothing. So there is no reward for the risk. And to think otherwise is male hubris, plain and simple. And men have a great hubris and they need to control it. You know, I mentioned earlier in this video, you know, I engaged in Captain Save-A-Ho when I was younger because I had that male hubris where I thought I could, you know, save a slut from her decadent ways. And I had the biggest wake-up call, and that led me to Red Pill, led me to MGTOW, and, you know, I'm better for it. That risk ended up having a great reward on my part. You know, I found MGTOW, I found my sovereignty as a man, but that was before I engaged on a suicide mission. You know, I made sure to reflect before I went down that road. I did not want to give up all of my freedoms as a man, and then I eventually woke up from that blue pill slumber, that haze that I found myself in. And if a man chooses to engage, knowing all of this, knowing all of the culture, knowing what the game is now, because more men are red-pilled than ever before, they may not know how to articulate it in the specific ways that we do in this community, but men can see around them what's going on. Men can see through social media, you know, the memes. I see it all the time with men my age or even younger. They're awake. And for a man to engage on that suicide mission is a devaluing of himself. He doesn't value what he has. And oftentimes he doesn't realize the value that he has within himself. He doesn't understand his own potential because he's not pushing himself, because he's not thinking beyond the boundaries that society puts on him as a man, because they expect you to serve the suicide mission. They expect you to serve the woman. And if you don't understand your potential as a man, then you have no hope but to engage on that suicide mission and to lose yourself. So as you navigate the world around you, keep that in mind, you know, because some of you may find interactions with women, you know, I'm not against that. but I am against destroying yourself for it. So, until next time, guys.
YouTube does not approve of our conversations. Hermit's channel has been demonetized since its creation and now its growth is being throttled. Let's enjoy this moment of MGTOW for as long as we can, but the show will always continue on our Discord server. It truly is one of the last male spaces. No thoughts allowed. And finally, if you would like to experience the future, head over to the Dollhouse. You can use the affiliate code in the description. The Dollhouse has something for every man. You can even get a replica of me, Hermit's waifu. See you on the next video.